in addition to the hall, I guess, and then another hall where the stairs are. And then it has a what we call sunroom, and then a big bedroom downstairs and a dressing room off it, and there's a back porch, and then upstairs there's three bedrooms upstairs, large bedrooms, and then there's a little dressing room off one of those and a couple of baths up there. Big hall, another little room up there, we just call it the TV room, it's a small room, and then there's a couple of baths there, and then a couple more little rooms toward the back. I don't know, we got junk piled in them.
Right. Okay.
I think one of those may have been an enclosed back porch. It has a lot of windows, and it's I don't know, it's good for storing junk.
Right. Okay. Fine. All right. Well, we'll go ahead and get in the questionnaire now. Talking about the rooms in your house, you mentioned the living room.
Uh-huh.
Is that what you've heard most people around here call the best room in the house where they'd entertain company?
Mm-hmm. I think so, living room.
You ever heard any other terms for it?
Oh, you hear about parlor, but I've heard old folks call it the parlor, and just on rare occasions, out in the country, sometimes you hear folks talk about the front room. Excuse me just a second.
Yeah, you were telling me about parlor.
I've heard folks call it, well, I've heard folks in, you know, call it a parlor, but that's not, but not very often. But I heard folks out in the country call it the front room, and that's when, you know, I think the front room was about half living room and half bedroom. It's just a room that they didn't use much, and that's where they, you know, it's, I always thought of the front room as being one that was closed off in the winter and just used, you know, for company and, and all. But I really don't know.
Yeah.
Around here, it's gotten to where most folks call the the living room and den. I used to think of them as being synonymous, but now a lot of folks are, you know, don't even have a living room. They just have a den, and so they're getting away from that.
Right. I see. You're talking about your house being an older house. Is it one of these houses with a high ceiling?
Uh-huh, yeah.
About how roughly would you say those ceilings are?
They're 10 feet.
10 feet. Does this house have a fireplace in it, or did
It's got about 7 or 8 of them.
Did you ever build a fire in a fireplace?
Not in this one. Of course, we haven't been there but a couple of months. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if they're going to be suitable or not. They were built, I think, for coal grates, and they're pretty small. But in my mother's house, we have a fire all the time. Mm-hmm.
Tell me how you build a fire in a fireplace.
Oh, goodness.
I really just after the parts of a fireplace.
We always, at my mother's house, I go by just about every day in the winter and build her one, and she has some andirons in there, fire dogs, and I put some paper in there and kindling, and then some smaller wood and just light it and put it on there, and hardly ever have any trouble.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a name for the big piece of wood that you set on the andirons?
The back log, is that what you're getting at? The back log.
Sure. Now, you mentioned kindling. Have you ever heard people around here refer to that kind of wood as lightered or light wood?
I've heard it, but very seldom. Mm-hmm. Very seldom. They just don't call that much around here.
Mm-hmm. The usual term is kindling.
It's kindling around here. Now, it might even mess you up. My grandfather, that was the preacher, used to tell me about when he was raised in Lamar County, they called it kindling. And he was telling about one time, I think the first church that he's ever assigned to was in Limestone County in North Alabama, and he was telling about how cold it was. It was in a little community called Cairo, and they didn't call it kindling there. They called it lightered, he said. Mm-hmm. And he felt like they didn't have much pine there, and so they just used anything soft they could find. Mm-hmm. Thought
sure.
I'd throw that in.
Sure.
But no, you just don't really hear that much. They call it kindling around here.
Okay. Did
pine knots. That's
right. Sure. Okay. What about something right above the fireplace where you might have pictures or...
The mantle? Is that what you're getting at? Mm-hmm. That's what I call it,